The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart because your big heart really can help others.
Look, this is National Headache Week. Now, there are always plenty of jokes about all of this, but for many people, headaches are far from a laughing matter. They're the second most common medical problem that people experience. And in Australia, more than 6 million people suffer from headaches, most of them caused by tight and tense muscles in the head and neck region. Gerald Edmonds is the CEO of Headache Australia. He's on the line. Gerald, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you for your time. How do you define a headache?
Well, headache is basically a pain in the head, Alan, and it derives from a few sources. There's a couple of major categories. There's migraine, and the other is called common.
But there are a range of different headaches, though, aren't there?
Oh, there are different ones. They're not different headaches because the pain is in the head, but there might be different triggers for the headache.
I see. Such as?
Well, some people have described something like an ice cream headache. There are other things, perhaps.
You mean when the ice cream's too cold?
Yeah, and it affects the nerves in the teeth and mouth, and the end result for those people who are susceptible is a headache. Now, for others, it might be lack of sleep. Now, I suspect that you thrive on not much sleep, but others could well wind up with a headache trying to match your routine.
Who have you been talking to? But there are recurring headaches, though. That's the concern, isn't it? Tell us about
it. It is the chronic side of this aspect, that what we're knowing, that people now may have almost by reflex head for the supermarket to get some preparations to treat the headache. Now, they mightn't be the most appropriate one. Given that muscle tension in the head and neck and shoulders is the key problem, they really should be seeking at least the first port of call for advice is the local pharmacy. And there may well be a more appropriate anti-inflammatory treatment whilst the muscles are being treated with either physiotherapy or all the other remediation things that are possible.
Tell us about nerve headaches.
How does the nerve, sorry?
About nerve headaches.
Well, it's pain, wherever it stems from. If it winds up in the head, it's a juncture where a muscle might be overlapping and touching on nerves. Now, on our website, we've got an application. It's called an interactive application. And when people can say, I'm hurting in the forehead, they can highlight that and it will trace back to the particular muscle group that's involved, which allows a much better idea of what treatment might be appropriate.
What I find difficult with all of this, and I've been reading all this sort of stuff, but it is difficult to interpret what the headache might mean. In other words, it just might be a normal headache, as you say, an ice cream headache or a hot dog headache or a Chinese restaurant MSG or a hangover or that sort of thing. But then how do you know whether it isn't caused by a serious condition like high blood pressure or stroke or meningitis or encephalitis? How do you know?
Well, it's always our fallback position. If you have any doubt, of course, you should seek medical advice, but that's when the headache is what we call a secondary headache. It's a symptom of something far worse, as you said, and just the ones you've described are exactly what might be the case for a secondary headache. And so diagnosis, medical diagnosis is an important part of the whole process, especially with any sudden onset. It could be, a brain tumour or something of that type, as you say, mini stroke, high blood pressure, and so on.
And what's the difference between a headache and a migraine?
Well, the end result is that the common headache is mildly disabling, but people manage to keep doing normal things. Migraine, when an episode's occurring, is almost totally disabling. The people cannot function normally. They are sensitive to light and sound. They have nausea, vomiting, and incredible pain, I'm told, on one side of the head. And they really have to withdraw into a quiet area until it passes. Now, unfortunately, there's a lack of funds for this. It affects so many people, but the funding for research is very limited. And we know there are certain triggers, but they vary between people. But we don't know why, if you're susceptible, your episode is 4 hours, and mine might be 8 or a day. And then we still don't know why they suddenly stop. Mm-hmm. So there's such a lot of work required. And that's why we're pleased to have this opportunity to make people aware. We're building a national headache register, and if people could come to our website to register those who suffer, we'll have the power of numbers that will help us to highlight the problem in the right place.
Headacheaustralia.org.au. Headacheaustralia.org.au. Just before you go, you're saying that you want people to think differently about headaches this week.
Indeed. Well, that's because we're talking millions here. It's a huge job for us to get the message out. that where it's a tension, a headache from tension in the muscles, the treatment is quite different from what you might think of as a common headache. Let's go to the supermarket and get some painkilling medication. It mightn't be the appropriate one for what you've got.
Well, I think a lot of work's got to be done. We all got to think about it. So you can get all that at headacheaustralia.org.au. Gerald, good to talk to you. Thank you for your
time. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate the opportunity.
Not at all. The CEO of Headache Australia, headacheaustralia.org.au.
The Heart Foundation is leading the fight against heart disease. So this September, when our Big Heart Appeal volunteers knock on your door, please give generously or donate today at heartfoundation.org.au/bigheart, because your big heart really can help others.